From Washington, this is VOA News. More claims of kidnapping by Boko Haram. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry warns Russia not to interfere in Ukraine elections. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Residents of a northern Nigerian village say Boko Haram Islamist militants have kidnapped 8 more girls. The residents of Warabe say gunmen stormed their village Sunday, kidnapping the girls, and they say the men also stole food and livestock. Boko Haram claimed responsibility for grabbing more than 300 schoolgirls last month from the town of Chibok in Borno State. Some managed to escape, but 276 are still missing. Unconfirmed reports say some of the girls have been married to their captors, while others may have been sent across the border into Cameroon and Chad. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke with Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan, telling him the U.S. will send police and hostage negotiation experts to Nigeria. Secretary of State John Kerry is warning if Russia interferes in Ukraine's May 25th presidential election, the United States will impose more sanctions that he says will have a bigger bite on the Russian economy. Meeting in Washington with European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton on Tuesday, Secretary Kerry said the U.S. is not going to sit idly by while Russia fans the flames of instability. Catherine Ashton called the upcoming presidential vote in Ukraine a really important step toward stabilization. Saudi Arabia says it dismantled an al-Qaeda-linked militant group that was plotting attacks against government and foreign targets. Interior Ministry officials say they arrested 62 suspected members of the cell, including 59 Saudis and 3 foreigners. They say some members of the group are still at large. The third attack at a train station in China in little more than 2 months is sparking fears of terrorism. Shannon Zant reports.
A midday stabbing attack Tuesday left 6 people injured at a train station in the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou. China's foreign ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says whoever carried out this attack will be brought to justice. She says the Chinese government will take firm actions to safeguard the lives of the Chinese people. Chinese state-run media reported police gunned down one of the attackers, captured a second, and said 2 attackers are still at large. A local newspaper reported the attackers were wearing white hats. It is the third attack at a train station in recent weeks. Shannon Van Sant, Beijing.
Afghan police fired shots into the air Tuesday to disperse villagers demanding aid at the site of a massive landslide in northeastern Afghanistan. No one was injured. Hundreds of people in the village of Abarak in Badakhshan province were buried when the side of a mountain collapsed following days of heavy rain. At least 2,000 people have been displaced in one of the worst natural disasters to hit Afghanistan. Pakistan is setting up mandatory polio immunization points at its international airports in response to recommendations by the World Health Organization. The announcement from Pakistan's health minister came after the WHO declared the spread of polio an international public health emergency and identified Pakistan, Syria, and Cameroon as having allowed the virus to spread beyond their borders. A new study finds maternal deaths due to complications in pregnancy and childbirth have been cut almost in half since 1990. Lisa Schlein has details.
New UN data show 45% more mothers are surviving childbirth today than in 1990. Last year, it finds 289,000 women died from complications compared to 523,000 in 1990. A second related World Health Organization study notes the causes of maternal deaths have changed during the past 24 years. In 1990, it says women were dying of bleeding, infections, and high blood pressure in pregnancy. Now it says more than 1 in 4 maternal deaths are due to pre-existing medical conditions such as diabetes, HIV, malaria, and obesity. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Monica Lewinsky, the former White House intern whose affair with President Bill Clinton led to his impeachment, is speaking out. Lewinsky, now 40, was in her early 20s when she and Mr. Clinton had what she describes as a consensual relationship during his presidency in the 1990s. The former intern writes about the affair in the June issue of Vanity Fair magazine, out this month, calling it something she deeply regrets. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website on the internet at voanews.com.